Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Josh Jacobs not interested in playing on the franchise tag in 2023, but are the Raiders willing to pay him top dollar? I don't think so. So that means we're likely looking at a unhappy Josh Jacobs playing in Las Vegas under the tag, which I don't think happens, or he hits the free agent market, because the Raiders have to potentially pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million, right? If they're going to keep Aaron Rodgers. We got some Jacobs news to talk about here. The Fantasy Football Show begins right now.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Fantasy Football Show. Live! Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern.
We are talking Josh Jacobs right now, briefly. I don't know how long we'll be live. We'll take some phone calls, but I want to get in here and discuss Josh Jacobs because this is the hot topic of the day. Jacobs, The Athletic reports running back Josh Jacobs is not interested in playing on the franchise tag in 2023. Most players looking for a big payday are not looking to play on the tag. Jacobs responded with three words when asked if he would play on the franchise tag in 2023. If the two sides could not reach a multi-million dollar deal, he said, hero turned villain. Okay, Josh, this guy a monster year. Let's not beat around the bush. Led the league with 1653 on the ground, finished with 12 touchdowns and more than 2,000 yards from scrimmage. He had a big season. The question is, can he do it again? The question is, can he do it elsewhere? It's tough to say. But what we do know is that the Raiders, there are two storylines this offseason that make the Raiders an improbable landing spot for Jacobs in 2023 via the tag or a big contract extension. Because number one, we've got this situation here. Hold on, what am I doing here? I got to get rid of Jacobs. He's in the way. Jacobs, you're in the way. Get out of the way. Okay. Jacobs and the Raiders have the 7 pick in the 2023 NFL draft. Some would say they need that pick to get Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think they're trading the number 7 overall for Aaron Rodgers. I think the Packers will require a lot. I think the Packers will want a first rounder, but I don't know anybody's given up the number 7. You never know. Could happen. But the 7 pick is there and ready and prepped for a potential Bijan Robinson drafting. And if you lose Josh Jacobs to free agency and you don't franchise tag him and you're going after Aaron Rodgers and you're paying Aaron Rodgers $60 million for 2023, any team that acquires Aaron Rodgers in 2023, any team here is going to have to pay a whopping $60 million. So it's, you know, if he does land with the Raiders, Lamar is the other option that we want for the Raiders. Raiders going to pay him $60 million. That makes the franchise tagging of Josh Jacobs kind of difficult, right? Let's see if I can get this back. There we go. Makes it kind of difficult, right? Because they're paying $60 million to Aaron Rodgers. They've got this draft pick they potentially will still have that they can use on a free, cheap running back that happens to be a moon man.
The moon man dropping loads in outer space.
He happens to be a Mars man.
He's on a shuttle to Mars. Mars man.
This guy, Bijan Robinson, is one of the most electric players, not even yet in the National Football League. He hasn't taken a snap, and I'm calling him one of the most electric players in the entire NFL. He hasn't taken a snap yet. He's one of the most electric players in the National Football League, and he hasn't even stepped onto a professional football field yet to take a carry, to take a snap. I don't care. My eyes tell me he's the next LaDainian Tomlinson. He's the next Bijan. He's not Tomlinson. He's not so-and-so. He's not so-and-so. He's Bijan. He's different, but he reminds me of a smooth operator, a smooth operating LaDainian Tomlinson. And I'm excited about for whatever team decides to draft this man. I hope it's the Eagles. I hope it's maybe the. I hope it's the Raiders. The Raiders would be a great landing spot, especially if they trade for Aaron Rodgers, who's going to cost $60 million. So, in a nutshell, my thinking here, franchise tagging him will be difficult unless they don't end up landing Aaron Rodgers. But what do they do? Get Jimmy G? Like, what are they going to do? Looking at the Aaron Rodgers board, what are the Raiders' options if they fail to acquire Aaron Rodgers, sparing no expense to give themselves the best shot to win? They're paying Davante Adams insane money. The window's closing for Davante Adams. The window's closing for the Las Vegas Raiders. If they go the route of Jimmy G and they think they're going to win, let's say they do sign Jacobs to a long-term fat contract, or they franchise tag him, and they don't have the money or the capability of pulling in an A-Rod, what are they going to do? Bring in Jimmy G? If they do that, they'll be the laughing stock of the league, because Jimmy G ain't leading a team with Davante Adams, even with Josh Jacobs, with Bijan and Davante Adams. Jimmy G's not leading a team like that to an NFL Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers can. If I'm the Raiders, if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, if I'm the decision maker in this decision-making room, I'm trading at no expense Aaron Rodgers. Well, I'm keeping that 7 pick, but I'm trading future draft capital. I'm doing whatever it takes to get Aaron Rodgers in the building. I pay him $60 million. I let Josh Jacobs go, and I use this number 7 overall draft selection in the 2023 NFL draft on this man right here, Bijan Robinson, and I go win myself a Super Bowl. That's what I do, because they would be a top 6 team, a top 6 to at least a top 8 team, top 4 to 8 team, to a lot of people, if they get Aaron Rodgers and Bijan Robinson. But I don't coach the team. It's not up to me. Let's see what you think. The phone lines are open here in just 1 second. Let me open up the phone lines. Lamar Jackson or Rodgers, it has to be. It has to be. Otherwise, Adams doesn't get unlocked. Adams gets held back. There's no way Davante Adams does well with Jimmy G.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
No way. No way he does well with Jimmy G. And Davante Adams wants him. Davante Adams says, hey, Smitty. Hey, Smitty, I want Davante Adams in my neighborhood. And there's another clip out today where somebody says, hey, Aaron Rodgers on the golf course again. It sounds like Davante Adams wants a neighbor. He wants you to be his neighbor. He's looking for a neighbor, I think is what the words were. And he said, tell him to buy me a house. Tell him that he's got that money now. Tell him to buy me a house. They're just going back and forth. There's nothing. There's no real hardcore information on Aaron Rodgers heading to Las Vegas. But what this tweet does when Davante Adams says, my neighborhood, when asked the question, which neighborhood is Aaron Rodgers moving to, it at least lets us know there's no bad blood. He's rallying for it. He'll be lobbying for it. And that's a good sign. That's a good indication that the Raiders are in play, you know. Plain and simple. Now, the Jets are still in play, of course.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have the Hackett to New York situation. It's kind of like, that's probably why they brought in Hackett. It has to be why they brought in Hackett. It has to be. Because there's no other explanation, in my opinion, to bring in Hackett. He was awful. And if Aaron Rodgers doesn't land in New York, we do have some concerns about those Jet players like Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. We do. We have to. But we also have to keep in mind that he's not the head coach. And he has had success as an offensive coordinator before, but it's mostly been with Aaron Rodgers. So it's hard to know what Hackett can do without A-Rod. But at least he's not the head coach making horrible decisions. I don't think he could even dream of taking Breece Hall off the field. You never know. It's something to consider. We'll definitely revisit the topic. If Aaron Rodgers is not in New York, we will have to revisit the topic at the very least. The Bruce, what's up, pal? You're live.
Hey, Smitty.
What's up, pal?
I just wanted to think on my opinion on what could happen to Josh Jacobs. Well, the Raiders do have the right to tag him for 2 years, and he says, I ain't playing for him. What if they tag and trade him?
Well, that's the thing, is he's franchise taggable. And the problem, right, though, is franchise tagging and trading an RB is tough. Because if it's Davante Adams, tagged and traded, right? Tyreek Hill, those right, guys are all like, you tag them, you're going to trade them. Aaron Rodgers, like quarterbacks, not saying Aaron Rodgers, you would tag, he's under contract, but I'm just trying to give you an example. Those guys, if they were tagged, you're going to be able to trade them. Josh Jacobs is going to command big money, and not every team's going to be interested in trading for him with the commitment that comes with the trade of giving him bank. Because this rookie class is super deep. So there's probably two or three teams that are willing to pay him what he wants. And so those the tag and trade would have to be it's not impossible. It's not impossible. They could certainly tag him and try and trade him. And if they can't trade him, then he plays on the tag. So that would be the scenario you're talking about. And it certainly is a possibility, but it also rules out if they can't get rid of him on the tag, which is a big number. Maybe they can't go pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million, or maybe they don't want to. So it just depends, man. If it's me, you got to ask yourself, what risk level is there of tagging him and not getting rid of him? I'd rather just go get Aaron Rodgers and not worry about it, you know? So it's all about timing, Bruce.
Yeah.
It's all about timing, pal. Is it possible? Absolutely. But running backs are really hard to trade, because if you're a team acquiring a franchise tag player, it always coincides with a contract. So if you can't work a contract out ahead of time, then the team's not going to trade for a tagged player, because it makes no sense.
Okay.
But you're not wrong that it's a possibility. Absolutely is a possibility. Like, let's say there's a trading partner that's like, hey, look, we want Jacobs bad. Tag him and trade him. And we'll get this done. I mean, we don't know the inner workings and the behind the scenes stuff that goes on with some of these teams. The negotiation part of it, there's certainly a potential landing spot. Like, let's say Miami, you know, could be interested. But at the same time, Bruce, think about it. There's going to be not very many people wanting to pay Jacobs what he's willing to accept in a contract, right? So if you're Miami, right, Aren't you more likely to not trade for him on the tag and give up draft capital and things like players and draft capital when you know that there's probably only three teams competing with you to sign him to a long-term deal if he goes and tests free agency? You know what I mean? So yeah, that's kind of why you would say like a Miami Dolphins may want Jacobs. They may be willing to pay Jacobs, but I think they're more willing to say, we'll take the chance that the other two, three teams that are willing to pay this man bank are going to lose out to us because we're an attractive landing spot. Who would not want to go play a Miami Mike system with Tyreek Hill, Waddle, and whatever they decide to do at quarterback? It's a great situation. So, you know, Miami Mike doesn't need to trade draft capital. He'll just wait. And if he misses out, let's say the Raiders tag him and don't go after Aaron Rodgers, they'll go get an RB. They're not too worried about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was like thinking when I was listening. I was like, "Oh, trading tag—they've been doing that for years."
Yeah. So here's the thing that I would ask, and this is a great question by Sean: is would he pull a Lev Bell? So there's the thinking here that no player in their right mind is going to sit out. No player in their right mind is going to sit out and not sign it. Like, first of all, It's two different things when you're going to be tagged and not sign your tender and sit out when you're under contract, okay? So if Jacobs were under contract for, let's say, 2 more years and he wanted an extension and he was going to say, I'm sitting out, I'm holding out, then he starts getting fined. He starts getting fined money that he's already spent. It's a big difference between being under contract, holding out. Players don't hold out anymore. You can't hold. It's too expensive. And it used to be where it was negotiated in to the NFLPA had it so that if a player was to hold out and let's say they accrued like $2 million in fines, the team had the ability to waive those fines and just say, we'll just call it a whatever, and we'll clear all that. And now that you're coming back, like Zeke used to hold out, right? Zeke would hold out. He accrued these fines. When he decided to come back, we all knew the fines would be wiped out. Now it's been negotiated in that the players and the teams cannot waive the fines. So if Jacobs were to sit out for the beginning part of the season, he would accrue so much money if he was under contract that he can't do it. So Jacobs is not holding out if he's under contract. He's not under contract. So he can refuse to sign his tender, and that won't affect him financially. Yeah, he won't be getting money coming in, but he won't be fined. So it is a potential, more of a potential for a player to try and pull a Lev Bell on a franchise tag, not signing your tender, refusing to play football for a year. Like, I could see a player doing that. And if anybody thinks these players aren't capable of making a very poor decision, like a running back shelf lives are so short. If Jacobs were to set out a whole year, he'd be done. He'd be done. He'd come back, he wouldn't be the same. Maybe he'd get lucky and get a big contract. I doubt it. But the shelf life is so short, he would be done. It would be a career suicide move for him. But at the same time, these players don't think like we do, and they all think they're different. I'm different. I'm Josh Jacobs. I can play till I'm 35 years old. That's his mentality. History in numbers, looking at the historical data of running back drop-offs at 27, 28 now, he doesn't think about stuff like that. He thinks he's immune to any of that. Every player does. So, like, is he capable of sitting out? Or not sitting out. Is he capable of refusing to sign his franchise tag tender? And then not, you know, yeah, he's capable of that. He's capable of that. I don't think it comes to that. I think it comes down to whether the Raiders are wanting to be on the hook for the franchise tag amount of money. And I don't think that they are. We'll see. I think he hits free agency, but he apparently, according to this quote right here, what do you make of this quote, the Bruce? Hero turned villain when asked if he would sign his franchise tag tender. Hero turned villain. What's that mean to you, Bruce? Give us a explanation. Define that for me, Bruce. Hero turned villain.
Hero turned villain. So he was a once loved man there, and in Oakland, and then when it was time to come back, you know, sign a contract, he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna take you for everything. I'm gonna take the bank." So now he's a villain.
Yeah.
But when he was there and he was on like his rookie deal or whatever deal he was on, he was a hero. They embraced him and, you know,
beautiful,
he
Bruce
did everything he could.
Yeah. It's like poetry.
That's my opinion.
Bruce is poetry.
Yeah. My poetry.
Let's see here. Disagree. He actually uses the time to get in even better shape. He would have basically no more tread on his tires than he does now, says Ben. You're saying Ben that if he held out, and I'm not trying to say you don't have a point to be made or this is impossible, but what I'm trying to define what you're saying. You're saying if he held out a whole year, you disagree that it would be bad for him or career suicide. You're saying if he did, he'd actually use the time to get in better shape and would have less tread on the tires. The problem is, man, tread or no tread, it doesn't really matter. Your body breaks down at a certain age anyway, when you're a workhorse running back. So, like, example would be, you know, when you see Cordarrelle Patterson doing something and then he starts to break down at the end of the year. Like, your body's... He's 24. He'll turn 25... Wow, he just turned 24, so he's a young guy. But I don't see it, bro. I think when you sit out a year, it's almost always a bad thing. Your body's not quite where it used to be. He's young enough for it to make sense to come back and play another year or two at a high level. You could say 2 or 3, but at least a year or two. His body potentially, I'll give you that. I'll give you that, Ben. I'll say at 24 years old, his body could potentially do it. But will a team see him in that light anymore if he sat out an entire season? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't see how it's good, Ben. You what?
I was going to say, I was giving him until about when he's 30, and then he's going to... It's if he holds out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he lasts till 30. Mighty Buffoon said the Bruce made Robert Frost proud with your depiction and definition. I don't know. At 24... Wait, has he turned 25? Hold on. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. He turns 25 in a couple days. So that's not like the biggest difference, but it does make a difference. So I thought he was going to be 24 all 2020. No, he's going to be 25. So he has 25, 26, 27. He has potentially 2 to 3 years of a window of time. And that doesn't really matter. Like when you're 27, 28, it doesn't matter if you played 1 year more or not. It's just a certain barrier where the body as a running back with the impact you've taken your whole college and high school and pro career combined, you know, just where your body can't typically do the same things at workhorse levels. Like, look at McKinnon. McKinnon's what, 31? McKinnon's 31. It's crazy. But he hasn't done anything.
Well, you know who I look at? I look at Jacobs, and this is my opinion. I may be wrong, but he wants to take, like, Zeke. He took the Cowboys to the bank. I think he's said, look, even though he's falling off a cliff, he's still getting a boatload of money. I want to be like him.
Yeah. But back to my point real quick, Brucey, before you start spitting out more fire poetry, I would say that it comes down to this. If he sits out, what team is looking for him? Like, here's the other thing, too, that people need to realize. Let's say Jacobs doesn't sign his tender, Ben. What changes? I mean, he's still obligated, to my knowledge, he has sit out the entire year. If he sits out the entire year, does he then become a free agent? Let me look up the, let's see. What if
a player... Well, I thought they still would turn their rights.
Out the franchise tag. Players are not required to sign their franchise tender, but if they don't, they are unable to play for any other team that season. From the moment the team uses the franchise tag, it can negotiate a long-term contract with the player until mid-July. But the question is, does he become a free agent if he sits out an entire year by not signing the tag? I think there's a possibility on that. Let me see here. The NFL players have to... Let me just try to find the details on that. I'm pretty sure that that's how you can become a free agent, but I don't know if anything's changed. Let's see here. The question is, why would the NFL... If a player is tagged, he's left with no choice. His only recourse is a long-term deal with that same team would be to sign the... Okay. Otherwise, every franchise tag recipient in the NFL... either has to reach an extension by July 15th or be locked into a one-year deal even if he ends up being traded. What if he holds out? If a player gets to July 15th without an extension, he has to sign the franchise tag in order to play and get paid. At that point, the only other option is to refuse to sign the tag, which isn't unprecedented, but it means that the player gets no money until he does sign. Players can hold out if they want, but they're subject to hefty fines. Okay, That's if they're holding out. Hold on. In conclusion, exceedingly rare for an NFL player to do nothing but suck it up when they receive the franchise tag because of this. Does anybody know in the chat if they've changed the rule that if you sit out, let's say you don't sign the tag, you sit out an entire year, don't they still have the right to tag you again, or are you a free agent?
Believe they have the right to tag you again.
Because if that's the case,
every year that you sit out.
Yeah, but we haven't seen somebody really that I can remember sit out an entire season and not sign a franchise tag. So that's not something that comes up very often. But I don't know if the rules change. I believe you might have a potential to become a free agent if you sit out the entire year. But if you don't, then what would be the point in sitting out if they could just tag you again if they wanted to? They probably wouldn't, but I don't know. Chandler Jones could also be in. Sitting a year may really extend the career. I don't think so, Ben. I appreciate your take, and I respect you, and you could be right. But my opinion is sitting out a year would not extend his career at all. Like, look at Deshaun Watson as an example. You sit out, you come back, you're rusty, you're not in a groove. Ben, these players are well-oiled machines, and they're calibrated perfectly for where they're at in their moment in time right now on the NFL field. And if you sit out for an entire year and you come back, in my opinion, you have literally a small amount of percentage chance that you can get back into the same groove that you were in, playing at the same level. It's just something different. It's different. Sitting out's different. You lose an edge. You know, you lose a lot. You lose a lot. The last interview I saw with Jacob says he said he doesn't want money. I'm rich. I want to win. Says peanut butter. I don't know. We'll see, bro. If you get Aaron Rodgers, maybe he'd sign a nice, comfortable deal. I believe he will become a free agent the next season, says Ben. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is on that. I'll look up the NFL rules. Let's see here. NFL franchise tag rules. Let's see. Every season coaches. What is NFL franchise tag? What are the advantages, disadvantages? What are the free agent tag windows? Can a player be tagged 2 years in a row? Of course. Current franchise tag estimates for a running back. The current tag is $9.5 million. Is that correct? Let me see if this is accurate. How old is this story? This might not be accurate anymore. I believe it's in the 10-plus range. But how long has the NFL franchise tag existed? God, there's nothing on this right now. I just don't know if the rule changed. Rick says Lev Bell. Lev Bell ended up ruining his career. Lev Bell ended up ruining his career. There's a lot of people that said Lev Bell did fine. He didn't. He signed like a 20-something million dollar deal when he became a free agent, but the deal that was offered to him by the Pittsburgh Steelers was something astronomically high. You know, it was higher at the end of the day. Not to mention he would have potentially made more on a second deal. Watson's been dealing with a lot of personal and legal issues. If Jacob sits out and doesn't train at the highest level, for sure he would be done. But Ben is saying that he thinks he'd be better. I don't know. Ben, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a single person in here that would agree that sitting out a year could make him better. I don't. Number one, the teams interested will be lesser. They'd have to be. Like, if I was an NFL coach and I was going to sign a player, and let's say Jacob sat out a whole year and came back, and they decided not to franchise tag him, whatever. And I don't know if you can I don't know if the I still am waiting to see if anybody has the information. Let me call my boy. Hold on. Let's see if he knows.
Yep.
Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to call my boy, see if he knows on this tag. He might not know. I don't think he's going to pick up. Yeah, he's not picking up. Trying to think of a rules professional that I know that I could dial up. Somebody find this information on the internet for me. Franchise tag. What if player sits out entire season on franchise tag? Oh,
well,
you know what I could do?
I could... thought they could tag him twice if they wanted to. But they would really pay high the second time. They'd have to be the highest paid player at their position.
What happens if you don't play under the franchise tag? I can't find anything specific on if... I know we'll get 100,000 comments later on the replays. He becomes a free agent. Sean says, I think that's accurate. I'm not positive that that hasn't changed, though, but I believe that if the tag is used and he sits out an entire year, I believe he could become a free agent the next year, I believe. Let's see. We got someone calling in here. Ron Navy. Maybe Ron knows. Ron, do you know the answer to that? If a player is franchise tagged and they sit out, Bruce hung up.
Wouldn't it be similar to like the very Sanders when Detroit franchised him and he decided to retire over either he plays for them or
well retire is different. Retire is different. I'm saying if you decide
he decided to. Either he had to play for them or he didn't play for anybody. That's basically how it was. Or he retired, and that's what he decided to do.
The question
would be the same type of thing.
I don't know. The question is like let's say a player sits out a year, and he's a restricted free agent. Then you still have the rights to him, even if he sat out the whole year. But if he's tagged and he sits out the entire season, there's a little debate whether that sitting out of the entire season, not signing the tag, he didn't sign the tag, or does the team still have the same opportunity to say, you didn't sign it last year, but we can tag you again this year, which I highly doubt they do, though, because at that point, he sat out a whole year. They don't want him anyway at that point, in my opinion.
Well, didn't that happen with our old running back, the Steelers' old running back?
Le'Veon Bell?
He sat out the whole year, and then they decided the next year they decided to try to...
Right, but did they decide not to tag him again, or did he just become a free agent? That's the question.
Well, he became a free agent, and then even though the Steelers offered him the same amount of money or over, he signed with the Jets. Yeah.
I don't know. We have a little
discussion. The whole year.
We have different opinions on the topic. We'll have to find out. I should know this answer, but it's like it's not something that's used. It's not something we've ever really seen, other than when Le'Veon held out. But was Le'Veon being franchise tagged? I don't think Le'Veon was being franchise tagged. If I remember correctly, Le'Veon was being offered a contract. He was a restricted free agent, and he decided to sit out the season. I don't know. I'm forgetting. You know what? ChatGPT might be able to tell us. Let's go to ChatGPT. You've heard of ChatGPT before, right, Ron?
No, I've never heard
it's
of that
the,
before.
The artificial intelligence engine that has the answer to every single thing known to man. What if a player, what if a NFL player does not sign his franchise tag? Will he become a free agent the next year? ChatGPT knows everything wrong, Ron, everything. It can write you a movie script if you ask it to. It's amazing. Okay, if a player who has been assigned the franchise tag by his team does not sign the tender offer, he will not become an unrestricted free agent in the next year. Instead, he will not be allowed to play for any team in that season and will have to sit out until he either signs the franchise tag tender or reaches a new contract agreement with the team or a different team through trade. ChatGPT knows everything.
Absolutely.
So,
I lost service.
So it looks as though he can't sit out, Ben. He can't sit out. If he sits out, he does not become a free agent just by sitting out and not signing his franchise tag. The team has restricted rights to him, and so he's stuck, according to that. According to ChatGPT, and I wouldn't argue with ChatGPT because it knows everything. Ron, it knows everything.
Isn't that the same situation that Barry Sanders was under?
Maybe he retired because he didn't. Yeah, but he didn't like come back though.
He sat out and then he couldn't get to Detroit, and Detroit wouldn't trade him, so he said, "All right, I'll retire."
Yeah,
I think it was the same situation.
It might be, but it's so long ago. I don't know if the rules have changed or anything like that. But anyways,
right,
so
true.
Back on point. Sean initially asked, "Would it be a Lev Bell situation?" I don't think so because. I don't remember correctly, but Lev Bell, I don't think was franchise tagged. It was an offer that was given to him. He sat out. Can he retire and get out of that? No, he can't retire and get out of that. You can't retire and then come back. That's why, look at Sean Payton. Sean Payton retired, came back. He's still, the Saints has rights. Very different situation, but you can't retire out of something like that.
That's why we never saw Sanders come back.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get out of Detroit.
So these are fake barks, you know, fake barking, paper tiger barking. There's no way this guy can wiggle his way out of this by not signing the tender. He'd sign the tender. Plus, the tender's so big. It's such a nice figure. I don't think the Raiders would do it. I don't think they would sign into a franchise tag tender. It's too high. It's like above $10 million. Let me see what the running back franchise tag number is right now. I'll ask ChatGPT. What is the running back franchise tag in 2023? ChatGPT says, I'm sorry, I don't have access to the exact running back franchise tag numbers in 2023. The franchise tag numbers are determined each year based on the average of the top five salaries of each position or percentage of the salary cap, whichever is greater. It's possible that the running back franchise tag number for 2023 has not been determined yet. That could be 2023 NFL running back franchise tag amount. How much is the franchise tag for 2023 running back? Exactly what I said, $10.1 million. So $10.1 million, that's a pretty hefty number to give an RB. I don't know that the Raiders are going to tag him. I think they want Aaron Rodgers. If they knew Aaron Rodgers was out, maybe they bring in Jimmy G, Jacobs back on a tag and try and give it one more run with Adams, but that would be a disaster. Jimmy G's not it. He's not the answer. As it stands, the Raiders figured to have about around $52 million in available cap money this offseason. And to sign Aaron Rodgers, it's hard enough to sign A-Rod. A-Rod's going to cost $60 million for one season. So anybody that acquires Aaron Rodgers will have to pay him $60 million. So that's going to make it tough to do any sort of Josh Jacobs franchise tagging, and especially tough to do some kind of long-term deal. My prediction is he just hits the free agent market. You know, I think potentially the Raiders are trying to posture to get somebody to maybe talk franchise tag and trade. But like I said earlier, if you're, let's say, the Miami Dolphins and you are one of the more attractive landing spots in the NFL, don't you feel like, Ron, you would rather take the chance that Jacobs would just want to naturally go there when he hits the free agent market than to say, hey, there's probably two teams that would even consider, maybe two or three teams max that would even consider, not do it, but would consider franchise tag trading for Josh Jacobs, because that would mean that you're 100% going to set up a long-term monster contract with him that you would announce immediately when you trade, because no one's trading for Josh Jacobs that's tagged unless he's already going to sign and commit to a contract that they've ironed out ahead of time. You know, because no team's going to give up draft capital for a one-year rental. So I think the teams like Miami or teams that would want Josh Jacobs are going to say, We'll take our chances that we're attractive enough of a landing spot that when we don't participate in trade talks with you, you will let him test free agency. You won't tag him. He doesn't want to sign a deal with you. So we'll just come in and, without giving up draft capital, offer him an amazing contract that was maybe even a little more than we would have done it in some sort of franchise tag and trade situation, because there's draft capital to consider. We have to kind of make sure the deal makes sense. But since we're not giving up any draft capital, since we're keeping rookie picks that are cheaper and we can use some of that money we'd have to spend on free agency that would cost more than rookies, now we can give that money to Jacobs. Jacobs, come over. We'll give you a little bit more money because you came over organically instead of getting traded for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
What are your predictions? Where's Jacobs end up, Ron?
Well, I was hoping he'd end up in Cincinnati, but I don't know. I mean, I still like to see him go to Cincinnati, but he could end up like maybe in Miami or somewhere like that. I mean, I wouldn't put it past it happening.
Yeah, Miami makes some sense, but I guess it depends on what they do at quarterback. They could, let's say they roll with Tua, then that would be a move that I could see Miami Mike making. Jacobs to Atlanta.
I mean, if you think about it, Mostert's injury prone and
old.
What's his name is getting older. So
Wilson's like 27, Mostert's 31. Michael K. CPA says Atlanta. I hope not, because we want Tyler Allgeier to have a job. Super chat.
I have a weird spot
to the moon
that I'd like to see him go to.
Where, Bruce?
Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, hold on one second.
I'd like.
Hey, Yart. I'd like to see Yart. Yart, you're live on the Fantasy Football Show, by the way. Okay. I consider you a person that would maybe know the answer to this, so I was dialing you up. I'm pretty sure I found the answer anyway. But if a player does not sign his franchise tag tender, so Jacobs is at risk of getting franchise tagged, right?
Uh-huh.
This is Yarks. This is my boy Yarks. If he doesn't sign his tender and he sits out the entire season, they still have the rights to him. He doesn't like become a total unrestricted free agent by sitting out the entire year and not signing the tender, correct?
I'm not 100% on the answer, but I think it's actually the opposite. I think if he went to roll the dice and did not play that year, I think he is a free agent the following year.
See,
I think
that's
only leverage is to say I can sit out the whole year and be a free agent next year.
I asked ChatGPT. I don't know if you know what ChatGPT is. It's only the smartest thing on the planet. It said that if a player sits...
Singularity is coming.
Yeah. It said it might even play next year in the NFL. ChatGPT might suit up and put a helmet on and actually play quarterback. But ChatGPT said the opposite. It said that if a player sits out, let me see if I can find it. Hold on. If a player who has been assigned the franchise tag by his team does not sign the tender offer, he will not become an unrestricted free agent in the next year. Instead, he will not be allowed to play for any other team in that season and will have to sit out until he either signs the franchise tag tender or reaches a new contract agreement with his team or a different team through trade. And I don't know. I don't know if maybe there's an update to it. It doesn't
sound like a team could hold him hostage forever then, but I don't know if that would be the case.
But isn't that what
he only had that one year of leverage and then he got the leverage back after that.
But isn't that what
Like Lev Bell, no? Or what happened with the Lev Bell situation?
That's what we're talking about, but I don't know that Lev Bell was franchise tagged. And if he was franchise tagged, then the team may have not decided to tag him again the next year or something. And that could be the case. I don't know. This is kind of like uncharted territory. I don't know. I just wondered if you'd known anything on that.
Yeah, well, when Lev Bell went to the Jets, then was he traded or did he go as a free agent?
I think he didn't sign a contract. He was a restricted free agent and they didn't franchise tag him. So he's a restricted free agent. They didn't franchise tag him. He sat out, and then he went on. I think that's where the confusion is. If you're a restricted free agent and you don't sign with your team. If you sit out an entire year, then you become a free agent. I don't think Lev Bell is franchise tagged. But am I wrong?
Yeah, sir. I don't have the recollection on that one. I wish I had a better answer for you.
Okay. We'll have to figure it out. All right. Hey, any predictions on the Super Bowl while I got you here?
I'm saying Eagles by two. Eagles by two.
Eagles by two. Hey,
it's
can
gonna
I
be a thriller though? Eagles by two.
Hey, let's hit a. You have a second? You have like 2 minutes?
Sure.
All right. Cardinals. This is one of the bigger Cardinal fans in the entire universe here. Okay. Cardinals. Our Cardinals here in Arizona. Is there a shot, even 1%, 2%, 5% chance that this new GM, Monty,
awesome.
Yeah. Is there a chance that this guy, I'm hoping he's hard-nosed guy, seems kind of like he could be, is there a shot he trades Kyler Murray, and is Kyler Murray even tradable? Because he might not even play the season, or he might not play at least half the season. Is there a shot this guy does what Kingsbury kind of did? Even though, you know, he's the GM, I assume he...
I'll tell you what, I would be all for that. I'm not on the Kyler Murray bandwagon right now. So, I mean, Kyler broke up a year ago or so.
Yeah, we've all broken up.
No, I don't. That's wishful thinking, but I don't think there's a shot in heck that could happen, because I don't know that he's even tradable, because I don't know what other teams would want to jump onto that contract with somebody coming off of an ACL and just, you know, some of the progression
Pipe
issues.
Dream.
Not that he's not going to bounce back from the ACL and still be an athlete, but I don't know. Kyler made some decisions. He wants to be more of a passer than a runner, and he kind of deletes half of his skill set just by, you know, making business decisions and determining what's best for Kyler Murray, the football player, instead of always the Cardinals. But no, I don't think he's tradable, because I don't think other teams would want to take that on with the uncertainty.
Okay, new question. Cardinals have the number 3 overall pick. Is there a shot at all that we would take if Stroud or Bryce Young fell? Which I don't think they will, but let's say the Bears don't trade out of that one pick, and they're not taking a quarterback if they don't trade out, but they're trying to trade out. They're trying to get out of that pick. They know it's a quarterback pick. If the Bears, let's say, take a defensive player or whatever, Texans take Stroud, let's say, or Bryce Young, do the Cardinals even contemplate taking that other quarterback should they fall to number 3?
Well, you wouldn't think so, being we just signed Kyler Murray to as much – you know, money as we had, but being the situation and being it's a new GM, I wouldn't say there's a 0% chance. Again, this kind of piggybacks on the last question. I would be all for it, because I'd love to see us develop somebody else. And if you end up with two great quarterbacks, wonderful. That's not the worst problem in the world to have. But I don't think that's typically a path that most people take. We have a lot of other holes to fill. Anderson, you know, is likely to be available there and, you know, give us a pass rushing presence that we've needed for, you know, last year. But I would be excited about that. But there's a lot that would have to already be planned out for that to happen. Like already probably a suitor for Kyler Murray, and then a lot of moving parts. But I'd say 2% chance there for you. But I'm for it.
Could Kyler Murray stay in the pocket a little better if we could put him physically on the shoulders, like piggyback ride? On the shoulders of one of these quarterbacks, and then together they'd be like 6'5".
Maybe. No, I think whoever they bring in to run the offense, you need to kind of work to what we have. Kyler's a shorter guy, you got to get him out on a little more boots, get him out, so get a moving pocket.
So why trade Hopkins? Why trade Hopkins?
Invest in some offensive protection for him too.
Why trade Hopkins? It sounds like Hopkins is out. I don't know that this GM is going to just accept Hopkins' desire to be traded, but a lot of news reports are suggesting he's out. I'm hoping those news reports are false. I'm hoping this GM says, no, you're not going anywhere. Sorry, because Hopkins is his safety net. Like if Kyler has to throw outside the pocket, Hopkins is the best option in the NFL for that. Like he's been groomed for.
The biggest reason to talk to him about trade Hop is because the number that he's owed, I think, is something like $29 million or something. So it had to be refigured and then push the part of the cap hit down the road. But you know, the thought is, if Kyler's not even back till midseason, the reality is this might not be a competitive season for us. As much as we might want to retool and say we can go .500 with a backup quarterback for the first so many weeks, but that's not always easy. So I think the thought is. Retooling, and with Hopkins on the other side of 30, I think this season, I think it's just kind of you get back, you get a second round pick back for him. You got what you paid for him in the first place, and you kind of add that to, you know, another building block for.
You know what I would love to do?
The following year, the year after.
If we could turn Hopkins into a second round pick and draft Sean Tucker or one of these RBs like Charbonnet would be unbelievable.
It's kind of the idea. There's always, you know, good talent. As long as it comes down to your GM making right selections and that, but there's always good talent there in the second, round. So, yeah, picks are a premium.
All right, Yark.
Especially for aging players, if you're not a contender, it seems like that might be a piece away. Or Buffalo could have used, Hopkins. Dallas could have used another receiver.
Yeah.
They certainly could have used a receiver.
Yeah. It all makes sense. I don't think the Cardinals would be competitive this year. Kyler's out for half a year. He could be out longer, but all right, Yarks, appreciate you, man.
All right, you bet.
Later. So we didn't get any conclusions drawn from him calling in as far as the tag. I'm pretty sure ChatGPT is correct, but I'll try and find the exact NFL rules on that. Ron Nave, you want to add anything to that? Anything we've been talking about?
No. I was the Sanders situation wasn't the same because I just looked while we were doing all that, and I looked back, and he actually signed a new deal a year before he retired, and so that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I think where we're getting it mixed up is restricted free agent refused to sign with his team, and I think holding out a whole year makes him a free agent. I think, and then if you're franchise tagged, I don't think you can. But let me look it up. ChatGPT. If an NFL player does not, if an unrestricted free agent NFL player does not sign with his current team and holds out an entire season, do they become a free agent the next year? This thing is so smart, man. This is crazy. If an unrestricted free agent NFL player holds out an entire season without signing with his current team or any other team, he will not become a free agent again the next year. Instead, he will have to wait until the original team decides to release him, trade him, or until his contract expires. Okay, so his contract already expired, though. He's a restricted free agent, unrestricted free agent, though. If the player is under contract with the original team, he will be obligated to play for that team. I don't remember Lev Bell's situation then.
I think, too, if that situation happens where a player does sit out or doesn't play or whatever, and then his contract or whatever, I think, if I'm not remembering, I think Pittsburgh got compensated for losing him.
Yeah. Now that I remember, yeah, if you're a restricted free agent and you sit out, you come back and you're still restricted. Yeah, that actually makes sense. That's the same thing that people are thinking with the tag. With the tag, I think it's the same thing. Yeah. So it's possible. This is what AC's saying might be possible. This is what I was saying earlier, that if a team franchise tags a player, I think being a restricted free agent and you decide to hold out for an entire year, you come back as a restricted free agent. Nothing changes for you. You just pause time. So if you're franchise tagged and you sit out, I think time's still paused. And you come back and the team may or may not decide to tag you again. It doesn't seem like it, Smitty. Based on Bell's situation, Pittsburgh simply decided not to tag him again after he sat out. So I think that's what AC's saying might be correct. I think franchise tag and restricted free agent result in the same thing. If you hold out, you don't get out of your tag or your restricted rights. So kind of a messy situation. We don't see it a whole lot, which is why I can understand why all of us are a little unsure of it. And until we see a report on it, we're trying to dig into this ourselves. And, you know, without the rule books and everything in front of us, it's messy. We don't see it very often at all. So this is something, you know, people like me, even at my level of reporting and stuff, have to rely upon some reports to be like, wait a minute, how does this go again? Because we never see it. But I, to my knowledge, again, you can correct me in the chat if you want. To my knowledge, if you're franchise tagged and you hold out, or you're a restricted free agent and you hold out, all you're doing is pausing time. You're not relinquishing yourself from the rights or the tag the next year unless the team decides to let you go or not tag you again the next year. Which, again, if you tag Jacobs this year and he doesn't play, he holds out, sits out the entire season, there's very little chance that the Raiders want to tag him again the next year, a year older, sitting out of football, not wanting to play for that team. Highly unlikely. He would sit out if he did, which he won't. But if he got tagged, Jacobs, and did sit out for the entire 2023 season, he would come back and the team would not franchise tag him again. And he would be a free agent. He'd get his wish. Let's see. Devo says, appreciate your time, Smitty. You are most consistent and much love. Devo, appreciate your super chat, man.
To the moon.
Thank you so much. Hope you're still here.
With Lev Bell, if everybody remembers right, he left the game early, just left the field, kind of like pulled what Antonio Brown did. That's probably where Antonio got that from, that move. But he left the game early, and then he sat out the whole next season, and Pittsburgh was like, I don't think they wanted that toxicity back in the locker room, so they didn't franchise tag him the next year. They just let him.
I think that is correct. That would happen again, Jacobs. They wouldn't want the toxicity, but it would be crazy if he sat out a whole year. He's not that player. I know he played amazing, but he's not the kind of player that can sit out and just come back and be, I think, right where he left off. If a player holds out the entire year, can the team give away the player's jersey number? I don't know that, buffoon.
It's rare that it works out. Player, because look at Lev Bell. He went to the Jets and pretty much he was a nothing burger ever since. Yeah. I mean, when he came back, he didn't do nothing, really. A few bright spots, major.
Andrew says, pausing time, but the team would have to pay more if you play the second year. No, because the team wouldn't keep him. Like, let's say if the Raiders tagged him, then the Raiders would, and he sits out, the entire season, the Raiders would just not tag him again. Because the tag number would go up. No, you know what? We don't even know that. We don't even know if he, like, there could be some kind of weird thing in there where he's playing on the old tag still. Like, we don't know. We don't have enough information. We don't have the rule book sitting in front of us. We need a lawyer to read that, the rules, to know for sure. But the team wouldn't tag him again. There's no reason that they would tag him again, just like Lev Bell. There's no reason you want that toxicity. He sat out the whole year, probably lesser talent at that point, probably rusty, and to say he would get a bigger contract, I don't know that that's the case either. Because right now, if he hit free agency, he would be the most, Barkley would be the top dog. Josh Jacobs would be the second biggest potential pull for a RB free agency wise. If let's say he hit free agency the next year, we don't know if that's going to be the case. It's what have you done for me lately? He might not go for even half the amount of money in a big contract that he would have if he got it, you know, if he was able to hit free agency this offseason. I don't think sitting out a year would help him at all. I think sitting out a year would be career suicide like it was for Lev Bell. Lev Bell was a year older. He lost a step. He wasn't the same guy, just like Ron said. So am I missing something? What is the reason for the live stream? Do we ever need a reason for a live stream? Second of all, it's because Josh Jacobs, there's a report earlier today that talked about that he is not wanting to play or willing to play on the franchise tag. That's what's why we're here, Swaggy.
Well, you also got to realize, too, that he just saw what happened with Carr, right? And then the Raiders didn't want to pick up his fifth-year option. So he's like, well, there's something with the organization, too. He's like, well, they're treating Carr this way. They're treating me this way. Why do I want to stay around an environment like that? Especially after they said, no, we're not picking up your fifth-year option, and I come in and I ball out the way I did this whole year, why do I want to stay around this environment type of thing? Yeah. You know, it kind of makes
sense. In a nutshell, and Bruce, I gotta jump, guys. So, Bruce, do you got any final words on this? And then I'm going to wrap up. Brucey.
You know what? if Josh Jacobs ends up doing what Lev Bell did, he's going to end up in a worse situation, worse O-line, worse everything else, just like Bell, but he'll probably get manned.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brucey. Appreciate you, man. Call in any time, Bruce. We need more yep. Bruce.
Appreciate it.
Everybody loves when you call in. They love your poetry. you know. So appreciate you, the Bruce.
The Bruce.
Yep.
Is loose.
Ron.
Controversy.
Yeah. All right, Bruce. Call in tomorrow. Call in tonight. We'll be live tonight. Call in tonight. Ron, any last words?
Nope. I don't have no last words.
All right. Appreciate you, Ron. We'll see you tonight.
Later.
All right. We are out of here. Appreciate everybody watching. In a nutshell, my conclusion is this. We're still a little unsure on some of the franchise tag rules if you were to sit out an entire season, but I'm pretty confident, based on ChatGPT backing this up, I'm pretty confident that if you, as an NFL player, sit out after being franchise tagged, so let's say in this case Josh Jacobs gets franchise tagged and he was to sit out the entire 2023 season, refusing to sign his tender, the Raiders would still have the rights to basically be pausing time to franchise tag him again, or he remains tagged. Like, I will have to get clarification on that, but I don't think he becomes a free agent by sitting out an entire season on not signing his tender. I don't think he just becomes a free agent. I'll get clarification on that, and I'll correct myself on the next show. If a player is restricted, a restricted free agent, not unrestricted, they're not allowed to go test free agency openly, and they're gone from the team, and they can come back if they want, but they can do whatever they want. Restricted. If you're a restricted free agent and you sit out an entire year, you're pausing time. You're pausing time, and the team still has your rights. Nothing changes. You set out for nothing. The tag is the only one that's curious, but we'll break it down later. Appreciate you. See you all tonight on the live stream. We'll go live tonight.